My name is Glauco from Glauco Train. I love Caipirinha Appreciation Society. I listen.
Enjoy.
Vamos lá. Agora é a tua vez, acho que
é. Eita, porra, bicho.
Não. Ó, eu já tenho tudo pra essa negra, hein? O que ela quer mais, compadre?
Assiste. Assiste, paizinho.
Hello, dear listener of the Caipirinha Appreciation Society here at Rádio Contrabanda and Rádio Cerrado. I am MDC Swing, and I'm here to present you Brazilian music beyond the cliches. Usually, as you might know by now, I present this show with my partner Kika Serra, but she's in Brazil. She will be back next week. There is only this Caipirinha Appreciation Society show that she will not be here, but next week she will be back. She's back on this Sunday. Today is the 1st of November 2016. So let's go with a lot of Brazilian music beyond the cliches, and we will have a let's begin the show with a song called Democracia e Seus Demônios, Democracy and Its Demons. Let's go.
Okay.
We opened the show with a song by Mr. Otto Nascarella from his new album, and the song is called Democracia e Seus Demônios, Democracy and Its Demons. And you're asking yourself, why did MDC Swing start the show with such a bleak song and theme? Well, because Rio de Janeiro just elected a fundamentalist crazy guy for mayor of the city most libertarian, used to be, it's not anymore, but anyway, a city that has got a reputation of being libertarian, now is being governed by a guy who is part of a religious sect that aims to kind of take over the world. Yes, and this is a really bad moment for Brazilian democracy. And, well, but this is democracy, isn't it? Part of the reason that this guy was elected was because more than a quarter, more than a half, no, more than a quarter, more than three quarters of the Brazilian, the Carioca voters decided to not to vote, you know. So at the end of the day, they were benefiting the candidate, the candidacy that was in front in the polls, right? So this guy won, and it's really a bad moment because those guys have a project of domination that is not really good, not for Rio, not for Brazil, not for the world. Okay, so let's go with more Brazilian music beyond the cliches. This is meia dúzia de três ou quatro. Pausa para café.
contas atrasadas e o telefone vai de santo, só recebe chamadas. E eu preciso ir ao banco mais uma pausa pra um café. Um golinho, um traguinho, um pequinho. Você sabe como é, oi. Deixa que hoje não existe, deixa tudo pra amanhã. Pois talvez, quem sabe, de repente, vinte e uma disposição. Deixa que hoje não existe, deixa tudo pra amanhã. Uma disposição, as contas atrasadas e o chuveiro tá gelado. Já não faço mais nada. É que eu tô muito cansado, mas outra pausa pro café. Outro colinho, outro traguinho, pecadinho. Você sabe como é, oi. Diz que hoje não existe, deixo tudo pra amanhã. Talvez, quem sabe, de repente, vinte uma disposição. Diz que hoje não existe, deixo tudo pra amanhã. Pois talvez, quem sabe, de repente, vinte uma disposição. Uma disposição.
Thank you.
Yes, okay, that was meia dúzia de três ou quatro with pausa para o café. And now let's play a track, well, another sad note that we have in this show. Sorry, guys, I promise the show would not be all like this, okay? But last week we lost an artist of the Caipirinha Appreciation Society and a person that is very popular, was very popular in Pernambuco. Among our friends, and he was a partner of many of the many musicians, but especially a partner of these new, new generations, the 90s and 2000 generation of the music from Pernambuco. Okay, let's put our hands together for Erasto Vasconcelos. Let's play his classic.
Quatro cantos. Olhei a rua 13 de maio. Segui São Bento, segui Amparo. Fui parar no Bom Sucesso. Me lembrei de Buenos Aires, no Largo do Guadalupe. Olhei a Marucã. Me encantei com Alto da Sé, no Cruzeiro de São Francisco. Fui para a Praça do Cá, na Praça da Liberdade. Segui Praça de São Pedro, subi Mercado da Ribeira. Desci Largo de São Bento, no Largo do Varador, na Praça do Jacaré. Afoxé, afoxé. Olinda mandou me chamar. Afoxé, afoxé. Olinda mandou me chamar. O afoxé, o afoxé. Olinda mandou me chamar. Eu cheguei nos quatro cantos. Olhei a rua 13 de maio. Segui São Bento, segui Amparo. Fui parar no Bom Sucesso. Me lembrei de Buenos Aires, no Largo do Guadalupe. Olhei a Marucã. Me encantei com o monte. Subi alto da Sé, no Cruzeiro de São Francisco. Fui para a Praça do Cá, na Praça da Liberdade. Segui Praça de São Pedro, subi Mercado da Ribeira. Desci Largo de São Bento, no Largo do Varador, na Praça do Jacaré. Afoxé, afoxé. Olinda mandou me chamar. Afoxé, afoxé. Olinda mandou me chamar. Olinda mandou me chamar.
was the Capoeira Friends from Mr. Erasto Vasconcelos. Giving the musical farewell in his awakening at Recife. Yes, that was the beautiful farewell from Erasto Vasconcelos' friends at Pernambuco, Olinda, I think. Yes, the man was a singer. He was he did play and sing with artists like Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso, Stan Getz, and also being part of projects with Alceu Valença, Zé Ramalho. And in 2005, he released his first solo album, all right, that we play a lot here in Brazil. We play a lot here in the Caipirinha Appreciation Society. And, yeah, he was a great friend of Fabio Trummer. And he used to sing with Eddie Trummer's band. You know what I mean? So, well, let's go now. With some news here, I haven't told you yet, but we're gonna have a friend here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society tonight. We will have the visit of a DJ called HP76. All right, he's from Berlin. And he's a friend of lots of friends of the show. I went to see him at Juanita Lala here in Barcelona at Gandaya's party. And he will come here to spin some tunes with us and to chat a little bit about his research on Brazilian music and about his visit to Barcelona. All right. But while he doesn't arrive, let's have more Brazilian music beyond the cliches. Why not? Because this is our mission, isn't it? We are here at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM Barcelona, 91.4 FM Barcelona. Okay, so let's go with more Brazilian music beyond the cliches. Let's go with Trupe Chá de Boldo, A Vida Que Te Beija.
Não, tristeza não. Essa é quando a alma veste luto e já não luta. Sim, peleja sim, coração em busca de beleza. Só não deixa fugir a vida que te beija. E vem cantar como quem resiste, resistir como quem deseja. Resistir, resistir,
traz o café. Que eu vou na Sé benzer. Ô Nainha, me faz o café.
Naquela mesa ele sentava sempre e me dizia sempre o que é viver melhor. Naquela mesa ele contava histórias que hoje na memória eu trago e sei de cor. Naquela mesa ele juntava a gente e contava contente o que fez de manhã. E nos seus olhos era tanto brilho que mais que seu filho eu fiquei seu fã. Eu não sabia que doía tanto uma mesa no canto, uma casa, um jardim. Se eu soubesse o quanto dói a vida e essa dor tão doída não doía assim. Agora resta uma mesa na sala e hoje ninguém mais fala no seu bandolim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Sabia que doía tanto uma mesa no canto, uma casa no jardim. Se eu soubesse quanto dói a vida e essa dor tão doída não doía assim. Agora resta uma mesa na sala e hoje ninguém mais fala do seu bandolim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. sabia que doía tanto. Uma mesa no canto, uma casa no jardim. Se eu soubesse o quanto dói a vida, e essa dor tão doída não doía assim. Agora resta uma mesa na sala, e hoje ninguém mais fala do seu bandolim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele, e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele, e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele, e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim. Naquela mesa tá faltando ele, e a saudade dele tá doendo em mim.
You're listening to the Caipirinha Appreciation Society at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM Barcelona. Radio Contrabanda 91.4 Barcelona. And Rádio Cerrado de Brasília. All right. So we had a little session of three songs that are going to tell you what we played right now. The last three songs, they were A Vida Que Te Beija by Trupe Chá de Boldo from the album Bárbaro. Next was Naina by Gil Duarte. And the next one, the last one that we played, was Naquela Mesa, sung by Otto from his record Certa Manhã, Acordei de Sonhos. De Sonhos, tem mais alguma coisa, Acordei de Sonhos Indizíveis, something like that. Alright, so let's go with more music while we wait for our guest here, Mr. HP76 from Berlin. But let's go now with Glauco e o Trem with Vida.
Você nunca faria. Não pressione este que tudo te dá. Dê pra mim pra eu acreditar. A preguiça dos teus dias te nomeia um vinde a mim. O grito em teu bocejo cada vez mais cedo me triste assim. Acorda, vida branca e pura, brisa fria, água pura. Natura, terra preta, semente aberta, perto-me. O caule, minhas veias, sempre adentram o chão. Reza e rega o coração da matéria, bebe a alma da matéria. Faria, não pressione este que tudo te dá. Dê pra mim pra eu acreditar. A preguiça dos teus dias te nomeia um vinde a mim. O grito em teu bocejo cada vez mais cedo me triste assim. Acorda, vida branca e pura, brisa fria, água pura. Natura, terra preta, semente aberta, aperta-me. O caule, minhas veias, sempre adentram o chão. Reza e rega o coração.
cabeça não para, não consigo esquecer.
Caipirinha Appreciation Society at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM.
A cidade acorda sem demora. Mais um dia que já vem. Silêncio e escuridão já vão embora. Mal se vive quem não tem alguém pra ficar quando chegar em casa. Cansado dessa multidão, pra conversar dessa saudade, onde é uma eternidade. É, agradeça tudo e cuide bem do seu amor. É, agradeça tudo e cuide bem do seu amor.
sem demora. Mais um dia que já vem. Silêncio e escuridão já vão embora. Mal se vive quem não tem. Alguém pra ficar quando chegar em casa. Cansado dessa multidão. Alguém pra conversar dessa saudade. Onde é uma eternidade. É, agradeça tudo e cuide bem do seu amor. É, agradeça tudo e cuide bem do seu amor.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Mão de Oito here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society with the track Agradeça. I'm pretty sure I play this song a lot because I love it very much. And you end up, I'm losing track of what I've been playing at the Caipirinha Libre or at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society or even at the parties where I pincho, yeah, I DJ here at the... at Barcelona, so I'm not sure exactly, but anyway, it's good music, and every radio repeat a lot. We just repeat songs now and then, isn't it? So let's go now with a band from Rio de Janeiro. They are going to sing a song that we like also from the very beginnings of the show. That was one of the tracks that we used to play back in London. All right, so let's go with Freestyle Love.
Tá bonito, tá gostoso, tá bonito, tá gostoso. Eu dançando agarradinho com você, sentindo seu cheiro de bebê, seu peito encostado no meu, meu rosto colado no seu. Eu falando na sua orelha e você dizendo: ai meu neguinho, ai meu neguinho. Tá bonito, tá gostoso, seu perfume de alfazema não tem Chanel, certo? Seu cheiro de bebê com perfume de alfazema é o que me faz delirar. Vem meu amor, vamos fazer amor de todas as maneiras. Vem minha negra beleza, sou louco por você. Faço tudo e mais um pouco pra te ver. Possível impossível só pra você. Mergulho em lava de vulcão, seguro um avião com a mão. Tudo super-homem, seguro com dente, bala de revólver. Você sabe que é tudo fantasia, mas que vale a ideia.
imagina um castelo onde você é a rainha e eu sou o rei. No nosso reinado não tem solidão, é amor o dia inteiro, amor a noite inteira, é tudo por inteiro e nada pelo meio. Amor freestyle. Amor, amor, amor freestyle.
Style love.
Freestyle. É você dormir, acordar e viver com você. Fazer uma história de amor, de tu és a rainha. Eu sou o rei, eu quero te levar, te namorar. Eu sou o raial, nosso rei que vai rolar em uma noite de luar na areia branca. Vamos caminhar e depois mergulhar. Ficar te namorando no templo sagrado, porque no nosso reinado não tem solidão, só diversão, maresia, muita fé e coragem pra enfrentar. Falei?
Yes, 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 that was our friends from Stereo Maracanã, from the album Combatente, Freestyle Love. This is a classic here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, but came on my way a very crazy song of a very crazy guy. The name of the project is Carrie, or not Carrie, and the name of the song is Hey Shamano, and it's kind of in a fake English. It's very funny and very good, so check it out. Vai, vai, um, dois, três e vai, meu filho. Chicka 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 bow, chicka 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 bow, chicka 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 bow, chicka
down, down, down. Down.
Talvez não queira mais me ver. Você sabe que eu gosto de você. Você sabe que eu gosto, gosto de você. Rei chamando.
Yes, that was the track Hey Shamano in a fake English by our friend Rodrigo Carioca, this project. I think he's from Belo Horizonte, and he released this track. The video is quite funny and quite nice. And it reminds me of a band, another project, side project that was formed for an EP, Grooves from Rio, all right, and the name of the project was Falso Inglês, and the song is Informe Se Esse É o Som. They are from the same tribe in the United States. Yes, this is Rádio Contrabanda 91.4 FM.
Hold your hand, make up a cord no pagode, samba jazz, somebody. O feel the rhythm pra quem pode mal. Can me feel me, baby? Can me feel me now? Yeah.
Informe-se, esse é o som. Informe-se, esse é o som. Informe-se, esse é o som.
Don't an act to do, sinto-me de ganha. What is the music?
Can't
That was our friend Cacao Lady Acid singing in falso English, a project from our friend Ronaldo Pereira from his EP released like 96, The Grooves from Rio. There are lots of good songs in this little EP that I'm going to play a little in the next few weeks, so get ready for weird Brazilian music from Rio de Janeiro. And now we have here in the house our friend HP76, DJ HP76, or HP Sauce, as he was known, and our friend Wally Indigesto, that came here to visit our little studio. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people. We'll be back shortly.
Yeah. Então, so let's play a little bit of music while you guys get ready for the talk and to tell us a little bit about your careers. Now, today is the day for HP. Wally will, he's kind of signing here. I don't want to say anything. But he will say something and we will talk a little bit and arrange a nice visit for him also. Then I'm going to prepare a proper set list for him to show his music. So let's go now with Ba Kimbuta. He's a rapper, a good one. Let's see.
Se os espelhos dos barracos refletissem nas paredes, nas madeirinhas, o cimento e mesmo essência ainda vive em favela. E se os espelhos dos barracos refletissem nas paredes, nas madeirinhas, o cimento e mesmo essência ainda vive em favela.
Ainda limpo o pé no barro, é pra pisar no pisó. Se a moradia é de madeira, tal bed provisó. Ontem eu só tava analisando quanto vale os risos. Se a chuva leva os telhados, põe telha de zinco. O morro foi pintado com terra vermelha. Teve um maluco do vapor que cometeu besteira. Bateu no morador por fogo na madeira. Ou não cagueta esse maluco que ele é da biqueira. Mas tem banana podre que apodrece a feira. A ZONG vem pagando de filosofia. Invadir a favela, falsa teoria. Amenizando a luta e a rebeldia. Cumprindo um papel que o Estado queria.
Raposas astutas, ratos do crime. Terceiro setor se alimenta do regime. Miserabilidade é produto pra vender. O governo corrupto envolveu você. O Brasil vence a fome e alimenta a função. Os moleque larga o prato, pede ouro e munição. A polícia vem mata, a TV vende a notícia. Enquanto o Big Povo cresce na frente da caixinha.
Se os espelhos dos barracos refletissem nas paredes, nas madeirinhas, ganhou cimento e mesmo essência ainda vive em favela. E se os espelhos dos barracos refletissem nas paredes, nas madeirinhas, ganhou cimento e mesmo essência ainda vive em favela.
Vi na reportagem, reduziu a pobreza. Os que reportam já agem dizendo, ó que beleza. Mas parecia um show de comédia. Até favelado, agora é nova classe média. Só por estar endividado. Mas esse dado de analisar a pobreza pela renda tá errado. Pois as desigualdades vêm da divisão de classes na sua compra e venda. Escravatura deixou sequelas. Movimentos lutaram, mas não urbanizaram ainda todas as favelas. O que destrói a autoestima, enquanto alguns olham do alto estimando nossa capacidade e tiram a realidade que diz é um assalto e atiram.
Nas margens da cidade vejo um camburão protegendo a propriedade a mando do patrão, tratando o preto ainda como escravo fujão. Adivinha quem provoca a nossa divisão? Se não é escravidão, nem é ditadura. Porque o MST, o facção, censura, cidadania, hongueira, lucra com a penúria, democracia, burguesa, ilude e tortura. Escravo a terceirizado, a lutar não acabou. Hoje o patrão é o bisné. Tudo senhor interessado em acumular. Há mais valor, garante repressão pra grevista e camelô, criador da lei do sexagenário. Alforriado com 70, foi feito de otário. Não é cinema nem teatro. Lupe e operário vive o mesmo roteiro em outro cenário.
Se os espelhos dos barracos refletissem nas paredes, nas madeirinhas, ganhou cimento e mesmo essência ainda vive em favela. E se os espelhos dos barracos refletissem nas paredes, nas madeirinhas, ganhou cimento e mesmo essência ainda vive em favela.
This is the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, and we are here with our guest this Tuesday. His name is HP76, and apparently, why is your DJ name HP76?
Back in the days in London, when I started, like, not playing professionally or anything, just playing with friends or recording mixtapes or house warm-up parties. And then sometimes I come and I play some stuff and it's all HP Souls. Because I bring, like, this the time I started buying some Brazilian records, people say, oh, shit, man, he's bringing some Brazilian taste. But, yeah, thanks for Craig Lakey, a.k.a. Hot As Balls. Yeah, my Irish friend from London, thanks for this name, man.
All right. When did you start DJing officially, and when did you start collecting records?
I think collecting records around 98, I started buying records because I had a little bit more money when I moved to London. Like when I started working, I made a little bit of money, so I spent a little bit with records.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is the time I started buying it, 98. But then DJing, I think recently, like 2009 or something.
Uh-huh.
Back in the days, I was just playing parties.
All right.
Not official
All right.
parties.
We were talking off air here, and we just discovered that we did live in London at the same time bracket, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I lived there between 2006 and 1996, and he did for the same time. It's incredible. We never crossed to each other. I mean, we probably met. But the fact is, until a certain stage, until 2000 and something, the only Brazilian I met was Kika.
Kika.
It was really weird. My partner.
Okay.
Yeah. So when then I came to Rio for a while and went back to London, and then I started the Caipirinha Appreciation Society project and working with the people from Jungle Drums magazine. And that's when I met most of the Brazilians I met there, you know. And where did you live in London?
I live most of the time east. I live maybe 2 years in Kensal Green,
mm-hmm.
near Portobello. And I also, then I moved to East London, like Hackney, Victoria, Bow, Bethnal Green, Dalston.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all around this area, like just moving around.
Excellent. And, Mr. HP, he has got a very, not exactly, it is a peculiar way of, peculiar rule in his DJing. What is that?
My peculiar way?
Rule.
Think it's just records, because I only play with records. So if you see me turning up in a party, you see me with a big bag or with a small bag, depending if I come to play with 7 inches
or
12 inches. But yeah, I always turn up with a lot of records.
And what do you do your digging? I mean,
I don't
tell
over
us
the
secrets
place.
Of the trade.
Yeah,
but,
I can tell.
At least say, it's in Rio, it's in...
I'm happy to share with the people, like, where to find records. And I think you can find records almost anywhere. Like, I only look for Brazilian records, And especially like here in Barcelona, I found maybe, I was counting yesterday, around 14 LPs. From Django, Baden Powell's Afro Sambas, like very nice stuff that I have a little bit of, I'm like researching, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I found a lot of stuff, some production of Lincoln Livetti, some other stuff with Elio Mateus. Yeah, so, and then in Germany, I look around a lot of places,
yeah.
Every record shop or the flow market. And I go to the record fair in Holland as well, Utrecht.
All right.
Which is in November now, 11, 12, 13 of November. In Holland, the best record fair, and then you can find tons of Brazilian music.
Yeah, yeah. It is really weird because I really don't work with physic records. We even have a lot of them, but trouble is that we travel a lot, and at the end, we end up playing our music in the Caipirinha Appreciation Society in the computer. But we really admire people that are able to find the stuff, the physical stuff, because it is a registry that will not die, isn't it? There
exactly.
is a band in Rio that has got a song that says that after the apocalypse, only the cockroach and the vinyls will survive.
Will survive.
And this is true, you know, because if you are a digital collector, let's put it like that, or researcher, we are more into researching the movements and the variety. But if you are a physical collector, you can be sure your collection will not be lost when you lose your hard drive, for example,
exactly.
which is a disaster that happens a lot. It happened with me. So thanks God we have loads of the CDs of the music. We have the CDs at home. So, but it's really weird because we go, we receive, and then we collect them, and then we put them at home. But we don't really play them apart from when we are having parties at home, you know. And I have a back problem. I have this excuse. I cannot carry loads of vinyls.
Maybe I'm coming to this time soon, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can find someone to carry it for you, isn't it?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm looking more now the 7 inches. Because they're so easy to carry it, and you take 100 of them to do a set.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
And you can find more rare stuff in better condition in 7 inches, isn't it? Because
sometimes,
they are not that much played. You
sometimes,
know?
Because most of them are radio stuff.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, some of them got played more. So they more run out.
Yeah.
Run down. So I don't know. Some stuff you can get at good condition. Some records, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But I still play them. Some with pops and some jumps I play. I don't care, you know. I think it's important just to play some stuff. Even when you play with records, then some people are really fussy about it. They just play mint records.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they don't play it.
I know,
it's
I
just
know.
A collection, just a collecting item.
Yeah. So. Here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, we kind of play everything we like and in the state it is. You know, because there are a few songs that you will not find them in good condition, especially stuff from before the 40s and the 30s. They were already a bad recording when they were being digitalized, and the original can't be found anymore, you know. So did you see a series on Brazilian TV series called My Record Shop?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you have to see it, man. The script writer is by Kika Serra, and that was for Canal Bis in Brazil. And it is two season series of 13 episodes, I think, each. And it's all about record shops around the world.
Wow, man.
Yeah, yeah, it is. The first one was in England only, and the second one was around the world, directed by our friend Rodrigo Pinto. But let's play a little bit of your music here. Let's play a theme thing called Os Quatro Elementos. Why this name?
I think this is the name I think of one track I played. Yes, from Djalma Correa. It's track number 12.
All right.
And it's like an instrumental track with loads of flutes. And it's a very nice record. I only managed to get this LP from a Japanese press. I mean, if you can maybe try to skip it on this one.
Right.
As I'm not playing tonight here with records as I love to, but...
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We try to do this way. Maybe you could start there. I think it's a good beginning.
Can you keep this thing on there? How do you?
I think it's just before the last track. Maybe just go back. Maybe three minutes.
Let's try this thing. 3 minutes. It's already playing. No, it's not playing. Oh, motherfucker. Come on. Yes, while we are arranging things here to play, let's see if we can listen to the first music, and then I will try to locate it in another window.
Eita calor da peste. Eita calor danado. Eita calor da peste. Eita calor danado. Para na prata, maçã, madurinha, sacude, sapota, embu e cajá. Já caiu o cajá. Quem quer mangaba, pia, pia. É doce, é doce, é doce, é doce, abacaxi. Quem quer mangaba, pia, pia. É doce, é doce, é doce, é doce, abacaxi.
Vou roubar um pouco desse.
Eita, calor da pé. Eita, calor da lá. Eita, calor da pé. Eita, calor da lá. Banana prata, maçã, madurinha, sapote, sapota, embu e cajá. Já caiu o cajá. Quem quer mangaba, pia, pia. É doce, é doce, é doce, é doce, abacaxi. Quem quer mangaba, pia, pia. É doce, é doce, é doce, é doce, abacaxi.
Louça, panela e bar.
Do camarão, meu pé, cavalinha e copal, meu pé, chaveirete bem gordo, meu pé, quanto peixe graúdo, Iemanjá ajudou ao caboclo pescar, deu a sua benção e encheu a ração. Do camarão,
meu pé,
cavalinha e copal,
meu pé,
chaveirete bem gordo,
meu pé,
quanto peixe graúdo,
meu pé,
Iemanjá ajudou ao caboclo pescar, deu a sua benção e encheu a ração.
Mas quando o camarão, cavalinha ao cobrado, chaveira de peito, quando o peixe grão,
Iemanjá ajudou ao caboclo pescar. Do camarão,
meu pé,
cavalinha e cobalo. Chalerete bem gordo. Quanto peixe caúdo Iemanjá ajudou ao caboclo pescar. Deu a sua benção e encheu a ração. Mas quanto camarão.
Yes, 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 this is the Caipirinha Liberty, Caipirinha Appreciation Society here at Radio Contrabanda FM 91.4 Barcelona. And we are here with our friend HP, DJ HP76, and let's talk about the last two songs we played. All right, which songs were these?
Yeah, the first track was São Paulo de Luanda, de José Prates. And the second track, Venham Ver, also from José Prates, from this record called Os Brazucas.
Very beautiful song.
I don't
song.
Know if you know this record.
No, it's, no, no, no. I to tell you the truth, I don't know this singer,
yeah,
this artist. It's very nice.
José Prates, he did also this record called Tan Tan Tan.
Uh-huh.
Also, Giles Peterson did a...
compilation.
A compilation. No, the compilation, like a remake of it.
Uh-huh.
And Trunk Records repress it.
Okay,
and,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so since then I started looking for José Prates.
Uh-huh.
And I found this.
This different
track. Os Brazucas in Holland in uh-huh. this record fair.
All right. So. Excellent. One question. You came here to DJ at Juanita Lala with the crowd from Gandaya. I was there, but it's not going to be me who's going to tell how the night was. It's going to be you.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was really nice, guys.
For me, personally, behind the decks, it was really nice to feel how the crowd took the music
yeah.
that I was playing to their level. You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that was really nice because, yeah, it was really intensive, man. Like sometimes I just put the fader down and the people sing the track,
dancing
the whole time, and I was dropping mainly 80s stuff,
uh-huh.
disco boogie 80s breaks and stuff.
Uh huh.
So I think it was really nice, man. This,
yeah, I do
for
agree.
For me, it was
I
really
agree.
Nice.
I did dance a lot.
Yeah? That's cool.
Yeah. It was a really nice party. And are you planning to come back here?
I don't know. I'm open to come back.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
wants to book me. Please check my Facebook.
All right.
I'm down.
And tell us, how was your move to Berlin?
My move to Berlin, I was living in Barcelona here from 2006 till 2009. And then my daughter born. And then after that, we say, oh, actually, let's go to a place where we haven't been before.
Uh-huh.
We don't know the language. We decide to go.
When did you arrive there?
In 2009.
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not a... hyper yet, was it?
Was what?
A place where everybody wanted to leave, to go to. Everybody wanted to. Yeah.
Não tava de modinha. No, it was not really. I think it was just beginning because I was reading a lot of things here in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
I was working a cafe place here, Casa Asia, in this little coffee place, just making coffee.
Yeah.
And I was reading newspapers every day and see, like, how was it? They say that Berlin creates culture and Barcelona recycles.
Uh-huh.
And everything was going, like, totally wrong for me. And then for me, I think I just need a new place.
All right.
To start fresh.
Okay.
But I still love Barcelona. I like to come back here often. But for me, it was a good move there. And then I think 3 years after, it became really fashionable.
Yeah.
Everybody moved to Berlin. And
did the price, the rent prices and everything, the rent of the price of the things, did they go really up or it's...
I think it's still going up not so fast, but yeah, it's moving, you know. A lot of cultural place got closed down because of big companies coming and buying.
Yeah. It's a process that's going on in every big city, isn't it? And are you resident in any club there?
I have one residency where I do my project, Cooking Brazilian Beats, mm-hmm. which is a free party, which I do in this place called Feta Eka, and Schlesche Strasse with Kuvri Strasse. And it's a free event where I invite everybody to listen to Brazilian music from all the time.
All the times and all styles and...
Every style, starting from jazz, going to bossa nova, to Afro-Brazil, funk, soul, disco boogie, sometimes we break into hip-hop, whatever.
Is it a weekly thing, a monthly thing?
It's a residency that works during the winter. So it's normally the first Wednesday and last Wednesday of the month. So it's two times a month.
All right. What's the problem with the summer?
In the summer, nobody wants to be inside inside the club because it's too hot. And you can drink in Berlin, like on the streets. You can buy cheap drinks, like from €1, you buy a beer. And you can just drink there in the summer, so you don't go into a club or anything.
You need to establish a street party, isn't it?
No, then I did like three editions of a party in a place called Urban Spree in Berlin. And that was like an outdoor party.
All right. Okay. Let's listen to a little bit more music. Let's keep on what's the next song, you know? Just after...
Next song is Tribo Maasai. From the tracks called Harmattan.
Okay, so let's go.
I'm not afraid.
Yes, yes, yes. That was, what was that song? The last one.
This was Barquinho from José Prates. This
record,
record I was talking about.
Yeah,
Brazucas.
Very good.
Yeah, just keep digging. Look for this joint. You know, this is, there's a taste of everything in this track. I love it so much.
Yeah. Very good. And what's next? What are you going to offer to our listeners, to the listeners of the Caipirinha Appreciation Society here at Radio Contrabanda FM 91.4.
I think we could start with the next mix with the Godfathers of Funk, Brazilian Funk and Soul.
Yeah.
I think the first track is Tim Maia Racional Volume 3.
Yeah.
Which is the record that was never released before. It was a bootleg that came out. And it was only 300 copies. I managed to get this one. And I think this is the track. Que beleza, no?
Que beleza.
And so just...
Let's go.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
É legal a cultura viva racional. Mas tem muita gente que se engana. Pensam mal, mas é cultura viva só pro bem. No Brasil, e você vai ter que ler também. Cultura racional não é religião, não é seita, não é doutrina, não é filosofia, não é espiritismo. É um conhecimento do natural do ser humano que não é extraído de nenhuma mente humana. É ditado por um habitante do supermundo racional. Supermundo que deu consequência a este antimundo que nós habitamos. É legal a cultura viva racional. É bacana, mas tem muita gente que se engana. Viva para o bem do Brasil, e você vai ter que ler também. O objetivo da cultura racional é preparar a humanidade para entrar em contato com seres extraterrenos que são nossos irmãos de origem, puros, limpos e perfeitos, eternos, sem defeitos. Viva racional. É bacana, mas tem muita gente que se engana. Pensam mal, mas é cultura vida para o bem do Brasil, e você vai ter que ler também. O verdadeiro Deus é racional. Estamos aqui degenerados na categoria de animal racional. We'll be right back.
Okay, what did we just play now? Mr. HP.
Yeah, this is the classical track I think every DJ plays, whatever, if he's in record of or digital. Maria Fumaça, Banda Black Hill, no?
Yeah. A classic is a classic.
Yeah.
There is no way to escape it.
No way to escape.
Yeah. And, what is your new passion on music, you know? Because if you are a record collector, you obviously go through phases and fall in love with certain styles or a certain area of music. What is your last passion?
My last passion?
Yeah.
Before music?
No, not before music. Inside music. What is inside your music. What is the style you'll be digging more lately?
Music-wise.
Yeah.
I think, man, I'm just enchanted with Brazilian music.
Any area, any...
Like the new style artist you're talking about? Or
or something that you just discovered and is digging deeply.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I dig.
There's a lot of
things I look for. Like, I like a lot of Afro-Brazilian stuff.
Uh-huh.
So this candomblé sounds... I like it a lot, the percussion stuff. Like this. Whereas I was mentioning to you about the José Prates.
Uh-huh.
I had a time, I was just looking for José Prates, and I ended up finding some German presses of José Prates, some tracks that people don't know about it.
Yeah.
Some people know about it, but like new things, I think the new Sabotage... Record, for example.
It is reserved here for a special program.
It's really nice. I think Racionais MC, Cores e Valores, was the record for me at the beginning. First time I heard, I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
But then after that, like after you're hearing all the original stuff, like the old stuff that they produce.
Yeah, you understand better the work today, isn't it? Yeah, really nice. So we are in the Godfathers of Brazilian Soul. What's the next entrance here?
Next track is Ed Maciel, Não Há Dinheiro Que Pague.
All right.
This is the instrumental
classic
version
of Roberto Carlos.
And I think we follow after that with the Roberto Carlos. So I think there's the two versions on this.
Okay, excellent. Let's go. Hey, come on. Let's go.
Sempre acreditei que a qualquer hora eu pudesse lhe deixar. E pensei que sem você não poderia nunca me queixar. Mas quando fiquei sem lhe ver, então é que eu pude entender que não há dinheiro no mundo que me pague a saudade de você. Não há dinheiro no mundo que me pague a saudade.
de você. Agora que você de novo está comigo, eu posso até dizer que foi tão grande o castigo, mas me fez enfim compreender.
Yes, 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 that was Roberto Carlos here, and we were talking about digging deep in certain areas, and Mr. HP has got a new passion,
new hobby, let's new say hobby. Yeah, digging for the 80s stuff, disco boogie and breaks, something cheesy, and yes, I like it a lot, and it works on the dance floor. So
yeah, it was the material, yeah, you took to Juanita La La, no?
This is the stuff I played in Juanita La La La, and I played a little bit more extended in Canada when I went to Montreal to play with the Tupi Collective.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that was really nice, man, just playing disco boogie 80s all the time.
So let's go with HP 76 here at Caipirinha Appreciation Society Show.
Jackson Fun, Juaro, Cicolacolo, Urachu. Jackson Fun, Juaro, Cicolacolo, Urachu.
Outro dia fui no banco pra descontar o cheque de um cara que resolveu me pagar. Estava durão, sem nenhum tostão, sonhando com aquela grana na mão. Parecia mentira, eu nem acreditar, saindo dali ia fazer uma farra. Aí a caixa veio com um papo pra mim, um papo esquisito que dizia assim:
por favor, senhor, sua identidade, preciso conferir, porque vale a assinatura.
Ele assinou, acha carimbo. Ele assinou,
acha carimbo.
Ele
a caixa voltou e disse:
sinto muito, senhor, esse cheque vai dois fundos. É conta encerrada, não posso fazer nada.
Nada?
Nada.
Mas como, gente boa, eu preciso receber. Tenho contas pra pagar e bocas pra comer. Se não, ó, eu vou ter que apelar. E um voador eu vou lançar, já que a onda é
cheque louro, cheque verde, cheque especial, cheque quente, bate pronto, cheque de...
Cheque ouro, cheque verde, cheque especial, cheque quente, vale pronto, cheque digital. Cheque sem fundo, voador, se colar, colou, borrachudo. Cheque sem fundo, voador, se colar, colou, borrachudo.
Yes, 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 that was a little live set, not live here, unfortunately, from our friend HP76. Next time we're going to provide you with a proper mixer and two turntables.
If you promise, yeah, man, yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah, yeah, so I think we will have to finish our show. So we have to register here that we have the presence of our friend Wally Indigesto, and he signed here a contract to eventually appear in the Caipirinha Libre, our program in Portunhol that goes on air every Wednesday here at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM. And HP, your final words.
Muito obrigado por essa entrevista. Foi legal marcar esse momento. It was nice to have this moment here.
Yeah. You have to play more when you come back to Barcelona, and I think you will. Let's have another session. Bigger one, isn't it?
Yeah. I come back to Berlin tomorrow, and I have a party tomorrow.
Yeah, where?
Feta Eka. Cooking, yep. Brazilian Beats 36th edition, and it's gonna be my birthday party edition.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. How do you think happy birthday in German?
Zum Geburtstag.
Ooh, forget it. It's too difficult.
But yeah, if you listen to this, if you're in Berlin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in Barcelona, want to take a flight to the party?
Yeah, come fly there. Party on the 2nd of November and on the 4th of November. Klunkenkranich, the best rooftop there.
All right. And when is your real birthday?
3rd of November.
3rd of November. Yeah. Okay, you've done an average thing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's party before good. And the day after.
All right. And what else? Well... welcome you too. We will have our friend say something because you're too quiet here. He's a singer. He's a rapper, and the rapper cannot be quiet.
I come again to the show.
Yeah. Okay.
And I talk about me. Today is HP Sauce.
He was just my bouncer to walk here today.
Yeah, good. He's good. Like, to control the fan club.
He couldn't find
Don't go alone on the street. I come and take you.
Excellent. So this is the Caipirinha Appreciation Society. Unfortunately, we have to end the program here. But we will be back next Tuesday. And I will be back here tomorrow, isn't it? With our program in Portunhol, the Caipirinha Libre, here at Radio Contrabanda 91.4 FM. And Kika will be back next week, huh? So let's go back to the normal radio programmation. Goodbye, guys.
Thank you.